From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. It is one of the worst things a parent can imagine. Your child is sick and suffering in terrible pain. No medical treatments seem to help. That was the condition of a 9-year-old boy with an incurable skin disease. The father says his son was near death.
He was in severe pain and asking a lot of questions I could not answer. Why do I suffer from this disease? Why do I have to live this life?
Today, the boy is no longer suffering like that. In fact, he is healthy and said to be living a normal life. His recovery shows what gene therapy can do. This boy, whose parents do not want him identified, had until recently been suffering from a rare genetic skin condition. The disease is called junctional epidermolysis bullosa. It causes painful wounds and blisters all over the body. The skin is so fragile that it tears and damages easily. The child's doctors in Germany said that none of their treatments was working. Left with no other choice, they said they simply wanted to ease the child's pain and suffering as much as possible. However, the boy's parents did not accept that. They begged the doctors to look for experimental treatments. One of the German doctors is Tobias Rothhuft at Ruhr University in Germany.
So then we thought we could do nothing for this kid and opted for a palliative care approach. We discussed it with the family and they begged us to do something about it or to try anything we could.
The boy's father researched gene therapy on the internet. He told the doctors about his findings. They had never dealt with genetic therapy. The parents urged the doctors to consider the experimental treatment. When the doctors saw that experiments were being carried out, they reached out to another medical expert.
And then we got in contact with Professor DeLuca, and we discussed this case, and he offered us to give us skin to cover the whole body of this kid.
Michel DeLuca works with the Center for Regenerative Medicine in Modena, Italy. DeLuca says the German doctors tried everything they could to help the boy, but the doctors had few real choices. The German doctors asked DeLuca if he and his team could try the genetic treatment on the patient. They called it an act of compassion. DeLuca explained gene therapy was still experimental. However, he agreed to try it as a treatment of last resort for the boy. DeLuca's team used a virus to put a healthy gene into cells taken from the boy's skin. Some of those cells can multiply indefinitely. So DeLuca was able to grow new healthy skin for the boy, which he then sent to doctors in Germany. The German doctors used this genetically engineered skin to replace most of the skin on the child's body. DeLuca says the child appeared better in October after the first transplant on the four limbs. The second operation was on his back and was a bigger transplant. This is when doctors saw that the regeneration or restoration of the skin did something to the boy. He got better right away. The child's vital signs, such as body temperature and blood pressure, began getting better. That is when the doctors realized that the operation was a success. Again, here is one of the boy's German doctors, Tobias Rothhoft.
We're happy that it worked. This kid is back to his normal life again. That's what we dreamed of doing, and it was possible.
2 years later, the boy is now back in school and no longer takes special medication. However, his doctors will have to watch him closely over time to watch for skin cancer or other problems. For the Health and Lifestyle Report, I'm Anna Mateo.